Hello. Before we start for today, we're going to observe a simple fact. We're going to observe that we are very capable people. You need to observe that. That we are able people. Many times, hello. That's what Hitler did. This hand? Both hands? Okay, I like that. Many times when you listen to people, you got to be very careful. You can be switched on to a crippled state. So first and foremost, you got to ground yourself that nobody is crippled. How you know we are not crippled? We have successfully made ourselves miserable for many years. We have managed to mess things up royally. We did it. No, I'm just kidding. You see, we have been highlighted, celebrated for our nonsense. Lately, there's been more. The Twin Tower was one incident, but it has been spoken so much that it has entered our psyche as the ugliness of the 21st century's celebration. I would like you to put all that aside. We are the same species which discovered penicillin. We managed to tap a tree, take rubber, and prevent pregnancy. I'm just trying to be funny with you guys. Because whenever you see meditation, you need to get very serious. True, because that rubber exists in my country. We are the same species who did that, didn't we? We are the same species who went to a desert and created some stuff called the slot machine and made it absolutely logical to put a coin just to see some apple come up. This is a very vegetarian activity. And as we are kidding around, we also see we can participate in making ourselves happy. Let's not forget that. Many times when you listen to a speaker, his idea is to sell you something, and to sell you something, he has to make you an idiot. And in my discovery, nobody is an idiot. Yes, you would have had some failures. Don't exaggerate it. One guy once told me and said, I've been divorced 7 times, Master. I said, only 7 times? Come on, you can do better than that. Just 7 women you have disappointed? Come on. There's 6 billion people and half of them are women. Come on, get going. I would like you to switch from that psyche. When you sit and listen to someone like me, don't take the position you don't know. Go into your intrinsic bone to maybe relate to what you already know. That's what people do in school. More than educating you, they plant the idea you are stupid. That's what happens. When you do not complete your school, you think you are stupid. No, you just didn't complete school. Or you completed one discipline. This power play has to disappear. That's why I was telling the other guy a bad advice. All advices are bad, so it's a bad advice, he said. In marriage, if you want your marriage to work, first go home, look into your wife's eye, and tell her, I was happy before meeting you, and I'm determined to be happy after I've met you, and I would like to tell you, happiness is mine. I'm happier being with you, but I'm sacking you from the job of making me happy. You get what I'm saying? I'm with you to celebrate my happiness. I was happier before. If you can establish that with the person you love, most often that love will succeed. And resign your job of being Sigmund Freud to your wife or your husband. This is a very fundamental thing, because very quickly people will make you as though you don't know. Actually, you know. You know all that you know to survive, to live, to rise, to grow, you know. What is my work to awaken that knowing? Hi, Selena. is to awaken that knowing. What I know is not something you don't know, but you haven't come to know that which you already know within you. You get what I'm saying? The point I became awake was very amazing. I became awake. I had 5,000 books in my house. I had a library. I had wall-to-wall books. I lived to drink books. And I. Somebody convinced me I was stupid. That's why I was reading a lot of books. When I became awake, the first thing, I gave away all my books. And I called all my teachers a liar in a very loving way, because they have never described what I came to actually. Even though they used the words, but what I came to was something I already knew. It was so huge, so enormous, but also so familiar. It is like love. You don't have to know what love is. When love comes, you know. Your internal system kicks in. Thus, I want you to sit with that strength. I would love to use with that arrogance. Thus, you do not humble yourself in the name of humbling, become stupid. You know. Not that you don't know. Sometimes you don't want to face up to what you know. Maybe that we can talk about. What is meditation? Coming to know that which you know. You cannot know that which you don't know. It is an impossibility. This programming they've put into the head has to be dropped. That is a work. To peel this off from your psyche is the work. Somebody convinced you you are not happy. Now you look for happiness. And somebody pretends to provide it. It's all utter rubbish. Thus, you and I are sitting together, completely able. I wonder if you come to it, because it's responsibility. Now you have to fall back within. I always tell this story. I'll tell you this story. A guy graduated from a lady graduated from some kind of cooking school in France, and is a big chef. She had an assistant who can't read or write. So one day she was trying to open a bottle and she couldn't figure it out. So she went to check the manual. By the time she came back, the assistant has opened the bottle. So she asked, "How did you do it?" The assistant replied, "Madam, when you can't read or write, you have to use your brains." I would like you to sit in that confession with me if you will be kind to me. Sit that you know. I don't need you not to know for me to feel good. I feel good already. You don't have to be polite. Sometimes you have to be polite. Have you seen you go into a bank and the girl is spelling the stuff for you? You look at her, okay, I'll be polite. I know that stuff. When this snaps within you, the Hindus call it, the inner guru starts, natural knowing happens. I like what the chief told me today. He supposed to go to a sweat tomorrow, isn't it, chief? Huh? And somehow yesterday night I said, no, something. And I'm not going yet, I said. And he said, your spirit told me you're not coming, good. And I was like, that's a wise man. How did he know? I want you to draw upon that. I want you to draw on that. That natural knowing. Some part of your brain starts getting activated. The blindness disappears. Ignorance is not a state, it's a lie. If you give your biology, your brain a chance, it will kick in, you will know. It is very strange, Collie. I always thought Collie is what children had as babies. That's colic. Okay. So every time she comes, my stomach goes into trouble. So. No, I'm just in a very comedian mood today. What was I saying? I wanted to say something. Yeah? Okay. She does this kinesiology therapy. It is very strange. She checks your body, you know, and she tells you where your muscle goes off, and some of you should talk to her. It's just something that I was really excited about. From that test, it shows somehow my body knows. More than I knew, my body knew. She asked, did you like your wife? Very strong. Do you like your mother-in-law? Everything fell down. No, I like my mother-in-law when she's 15,000 miles away. Just the close proximity what hurts me. Somehow my body knows. My body seems to be intelligent. We were testing for food allergy, we are testing for so many things. Somehow my body is unbelievably intelligent, as your body is. Somehow my body knows. How come I didn't know that? Now in my case, I knew. But most people, they don't know. That means we are not allowing the body to come into action, isn't it? There is a body intelligence. There is an emotional intelligence. There is a spiritual intelligence. This intelligence you have. I used to learn martial art with a very ancient master for a long time. And one of the things is called blindfold fighting. One of those stuff, you know, as a kid you do. It's a hard stuff, you know, somebody blindfolds you and a couple of guys stands with a rolled up newspapers. Lucky it's not a stick. Rolled up newspaper and they start hitting you. In the beginning you just get hit. Badly hit. You wonder what the hell you are doing. You're standing there and everybody's hitting you. But as he teaches you the methodology, the awareness, suddenly you just know where they are coming from. And you're avoiding. Boom. Somehow your psyche, you know, is to take away from visual dependency to more etheric dependency, to more psychic dependency, and you're moving. It is to awaken the body intelligence, which you all have. But right now it is not awakened. Because somebody made you depend on something. You got to see only then you believe. You don't recognize when you believe, you will see it too. What I'm saying is, the art of meditation or the sacred work is to awaken that in you. To give you full awareness, full availability to all faculties within you. I wonder whether you dare to awaken that. For that first confession, I know or I'll get to know. I have enough caliber, gift, ability, brain power to fall into self-sufficiency. I don't think existence created you non-self-sufficient, isn't it? That's how all animals are sufficient. But remember this, sir, we are criminals. Because we have taken the ego trip of making somebody stupid. We felt powerful when somebody didn't know. We are all guilty of that. At least you all are.
For now,
thank you. See, now she knows. It gives a sense of power over another. Ignorance. It's a power for somebody. You don't know, I know. When you switch that off within you, when you awaken you, what is awakening? Awakening this entire senses. Why I like kinesiology is it's verifiable. It is not yet perfect science, but you can verify. It's very strange. We were testing. In an envelope, we put a word man. In an envelope, we put a word woman and we fold it. It's blind testing. Give it to the person, he holds the guy holds the envelope which is woman, he becomes weak. When he holds the envelope which is man, he's strong. And the guy who holds women and became strong, we became confused. So we are talking, I hope, communicating, not as I who know and you who don't know. At most, I who know, you who can get to know. Thus, you are not a cripple. So important, sir. So liberating, sir. So empowering, sir. Because we have been hurt by this. And it has been reinforced. I remember my child coming to me, I don't know, age 4 or 5. Daddy, teach me how to read. I said, no, you figure it out. Here's the book, ABC. It's A for apple, B for boy, C for whatever. Go figure it out. Then the mother kind of showed her a few things. And nobody really sat down and taught them, but we kind of kept buying books and putting it out there. By the time they were 7, 8 years old, they were reading books, and now they read thicker books than me. And the beauty about teaching them that way is I didn't make them stupid. They figured it out. And then we had a computer, gave it to them, they crashed it a couple of times, now they are hackers. They get into website and say, you can't go inside there, you don't have the password. No, Daddy, you do this, and I'm going like, I don't think that is legal. But they don't know about legal, illegal. They just crack, go inside, pull stuff out and do. I'm going like, whoa. You know what they have built within? Is they can learn, sir. That is why many so-called teachers out there are criminals. Gurus are criminals. They enforce your ignorance so they can appear to have light. They will never light you up. That's the fundamental rule. Is to know you know. That is why I introduced the mastery meditation. Wake you up. A blind man cannot be taught, so to say. You have to know you have sight. And you have to own everything. Your senses, your intuition, everything, you own it. You own your gut, you own everything. This is one of humans' tragedies, sir. The way I set up the school of mastery and the sacred work I do, is for you to explore it on your own. Nobody interferes. Because you enter it as Abel, and you do it, and I'm watching the breakthroughs and the amount of result that is coming out. And you know, they don't even have to say thank you to me. They did it themselves, and it is theirs. And it's so freeing. Because you are not children. We got to remember that. You are capable. Because if that capability is not there, how are you going to work towards you becoming enlightened or rich or happy or holding on to a relationship? If you go to the bookshop, try this. I tried a few times, shopped around, see which book people pick up most in the self-help. It's always about relationship. Some about money, but it's about relationship. Why are you asking somebody else advice about how, what you do in a bed with somebody? How do you think that guy would know? What I'm pointing to you is, can we break this blindness, please? Would you own that? Would you? I know it's scary, madam. I know it's because there have been so many authorities who know. There's been so many people who are so high and mighty. I am an enlightened man. If at all you need some authority on that. Very few guys like me around. And I'm the better looking one. So I outrank them all. So in that context, I'm telling you, it's already there. Now, having said that, would you sit with me to explore how to break through that within you? Not to learn, but how to break through that. You get what I'm saying? I went snowboarding the other day. I must brag about this. Not with Justin, I went again. And I was up there, and we didn't go up there. We went to a bunny hill. So he gave me a board, stick it in my leg, Peter. And I looked at Peter. In my culture, there's a custom. If a teacher teaches you, you ask him, would you like me to learn? And the teacher say, yeah. And then you learn. Simple as that. Teacher gives you a gift, you take it. I went, Peter said, Peter was there, and I said, Peter said, Master, you're going to do it today, Master. I said, would you like me to learn? He said, yeah, okay. I said, done. I went up, strapped the board on my feet. There I went. I visited the snow once or twice just to check the dense. I didn't fall. I just with my butt checked it. Okay, I said, good. And I was telling everybody, slide down. Come on, so this is the way. Yes, sir. One, two times. Then I snowboarded all the way down. And I found my own style. Peter calls it, Clayton calls it the aboriginal style. I'm the aboriginal snowboard man, just standing there coming down all the way. And they were saying I was doing stuff I didn't know I was doing. They said I was goofy and regular, God knows what I was doing. It was just play for me. I don't know why I brought that up. I guess I was bragging. No. I went there and I knew I can do it before even I did it. Simple as that. I owned that. I didn't go there wanting to learn how to do or crumbling or maybe that's what didn't happen up there. All got scared up there. Maybe that's when I should have done it, but it happened here. I owned it. I did it. And that's it. And after this, they were going to show me some stuff. They said the next trip, they want me to jump up in the air and turn two times. Two or three times, Peter? Yeah. I didn't know what they want me to do, but I went there owning it. You get what I'm saying? You see, I went to my master to learn, and I guess why I learned this, I went with an arrogance. I told him, you teach, leave the learning to me. That's it. You teach me, I'll learn it. I'll do whatever it takes, don't worry about it. I'm an able person. I didn't go there begging. I went there saying, you teach it, you bring it on. You tell me what to do, I will do it, I'll figure it out. I will figure it out. And once that strength kicks inside of you, you become a very able person. That is the word disciple is all about. The word disciple comes from he who has the discipline to learn. He has the discipline to learn. That's a disciple, which I would like all of you to be for yourself, to yourself. Now, just a few minutes before we can start into any little bit of subject. Breathe into this, please. Feel it in the body. Feel it in the body. Feel it in the being that you are this. You are capable of doing this. It belongs to you. Watch everything that has taken away your ability to recognize this within you. Watch every action or impression that has been done that has crippled you. You are not, madam. You are so beautiful, you just have no clue. Because you've been made to see something else about you. The small fault has been exaggerated. Just do the master's breath. Watch this. You and I are sitting together as two able people, just exploring ourselves, learning from ourselves in absolute competent state. Recognizing our crippleness is a lie. It is self-imposed or imposed by another as a power trip. We also recognize we are the authority for ourselves, nobody else is. And if you want to exercise compassion, you will never be an authority to another either. Then we act as a friend to mankind. In this space, in our space, people have the freedom to find themselves, for themselves. You are breathing, breathing out, holding it. Just for a few minutes, try, before we continue.